In previous elections, people told me that they were voting for me because I take a common sense approach when sorting out a problem for them. Constituents also expressed that they were impressed with my honesty and commitment to the Shire, whether we agreed on issues or not. Cyclone Jasper has underscored operational shortcomings, particularly in the realm of water services. For the last 8 years, I've emphasised the necessity of investing in water infrastructure, but this has gone unheard. There's been money spent elsewhere in this term, and had we begin to update our water systems and begun to initiate work on our second water intake, we could have lessened the impact where residents and businesses went without water for days. Councils and governments are facing increasing costs related to disaster recovery. Mitigation measures such as pruning trees posing a risk to power lines during cyclones, stabilising slopes adjacent to roads to minimise landslips, floodproofing our roads and ensuring timely maintenance of drains and waterways should be a priority. I believe we should host some public forums at various locations throughout the Shire to discuss the aftermath of Cyclone Jasper. That would be beneficial to council and give the public a chance to discuss what could have been done better, what was not done, and what can we do to lessen the impact in future events. I successfully proposed a motion for council to seek expressions of interest from private enterprise to once again own and operate the Daintree Ferry. The ferry, once a profit centre, is now a financial burden to ratepayers, and this is being addressed by seeking expressions of interest, so residents living north of the Daintree can have a continued safe and reliable service with a new ferry. Maintaining a strong partnership with the agricultural industry is vital, as the loss of the cane industry would be disastrous economically for this Shire. With the cane industry facing challenges, a comprehensive community discussion involving farmers, TPTD, the Chamber of Commerce, state government and community groups with expert advice is a priority. The tourism appeal of the Douglas Shire depends heavily on its rural landscape, as the environment and beauty play a crucial role in attracting visitors. Nurturing and retaining Douglas as a special place with its reef and rainforest is vital. Council should continue to support and work with tourism, agriculture and small business. On numerous occasions, I've attended council meetings with a set opinion, but upon hearing insightful discussions from fellow councillors, I've taken on board their suggestion, encouraging all councillors to make public statements, speak to the media and express their own views is crucial. Community engagement should be of a high priority, well-informed and genuine. The welfare of the youth of this Shire has always been really important to me, as over a number of years I have coached or managed junior rugby league, boxing, junior basketball and junior Aussie rule. Transparent leadership, inclusive of all elected members and public input, is essential for the thriving future of the Douglas Shire. I look forward to working with a collaborative, proactive, open and better informed council.